Our scripture lesson today comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Hear these words. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and even eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. He said, "Which among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the entire house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, if she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." My friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. And we give thanks to God for it. This morning we read a passage of scripture that is fairly well known, the parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. These parables were Jesus' response to the criticism that he was receiving from the holy people, the religious people, the church people, the people like us who were getting their feathers ruffled about the unusual radical hospitality that Jesus had been practicing. These religious people did not like the fact that Jesus had been hanging out with the outsiders, the sinners, the people who didn't look and act like the church people, the people on the insiders. And Jesus responds to them by telling these parables, essentially saying in no uncertain terms that even if someone is a sinner, even if someone falls away from their faith, even if someone has wandered outside the bounds of the church, that God always rejoices when that one who was lost is found again. And you know, I've always thought about this parable in terms of how we, as a church community, as those holy people, are supposed to model our lives and our journeys to be like Jesus, to be those kinds of people who are supposed to be going out and seeking out the lost, hanging out with those sinners, searching out, seeking out the lost, welcoming them, drawing them in. But as I thought about it this week, I started to wonder if it was possible that Jesus was not just speaking to us, but referring to us as well. If we were, in some ways, the lost sheep, the lost coins that needed to be found. Now, my friends, I don't know if you need to hear this good news as much as I do this morning, but we are reminded through God's word this morning that God never gives up on this. Did you hear that? Did you hear that good news? God will never give up on you. Thanks be to God. We can be angry with God. We can be distracted by other things. We can wander away from our faith. And God will not give up on us. The Bible says that there are no lost causes in this world. That living on this side of the resurrection means holding on to the hope that we are never lost to God. That believing redemption is always possible. It does not matter how many times we fall away from our faith, that we run away from the church. God never turns away from us. And the whole point of this parable is that if one wanders off or is lost, it does not matter how many are left, how many remain. We should still search for the one that is missing. Because that is precisely what God does for us. And even more than that, and this is what I want to focus on today, God is the one always drawing us back in. The Gospel of Luke asks the question today, which one of you having 100 sheep and losing one of them does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one who is lost and then rejoices when that one is found? God goes after the lost until they are found, and then God rejoices. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp and sweep the entire house and searches carefully until she has found it, and then calls her whole neighborhood to celebrate that it is found? If someone is lost, God lights up the world and searches carefully until they are found. And God rejoices in their finding. My friends, this is what God does for us. God draws us back when for any reason we have wandered off. I think this parable is more than simply a call to action. This parable is an honest and powerful commentary in what God has done, and more importantly, what God is doing in our lives today. Because I know from personal experience, it's not always easy to fit church into our lives today. And I do feel like I'm preaching to the choir, so to speak, because all of you are here. But we don't have a big crowd today. Look around at the people that you would usually expect to see sitting in front of you or behind you, who are usually here, who aren't here today. People often slip away from God, from their faith, and from the church without even meaning to. They want to make church a commitment, but there are so many other things they are committed to as well. And I want to thank you for showing up today. And I want you to know that if it was a struggle for you to make it here today, that I believe God is in the midst of your struggles, and that God is working powerful grace within your struggle, that God is working to draw you back in. And I hope you will let yourself be drawn in by God's grace. Today is World Communion Sunday in the church, a day when we celebrate our connection and our community with Christians all around the world, a day when we lay aside any differences that we have in theology, in politics, in preferences, or denomination, or culture. And we stand united at God's table of grace. A day when we are all offered the same body of Christ, the same cup of salvation. The day that the same promise is made, that there are no lost causes in this world, that no one is beyond redemption, and that God's love is for all. So I encourage you to use this day as an opportunity to pause, to breathe deeply of the Holy Spirit that surrounds you in this moment, to open your eyes and your ears and your minds and your hearts, to see and hear and know and feel what God might be doing in your life in this moment. Let yourself be found today. Let yourself be drawn back in to the fold of God's love. Let the Spirit of God wash over you and see how you might emerge today, refreshed, restored, and strengthened for a new season of faithfulness. My friends, if I'm being really honest, I was pretty anxious about coming to church this morning. Our charge conference was this past Thursday night, and though there is a lot going well at Bethel, I feel that our church is struggling in many ways too. So many of our families are stretched thin with their commitments to sports and dance and school activities. People are burned out with their jobs, often having to work on the weekends and late at night, and Sundays are their only day to stay home and catch up on housework or spend Sabbath time with their families. There never seems to be enough hours in the day or days in the week. So many people that I connect with in our church and in our community seem tired and stressed and overwhelmed, and since I'm being honest, the Bellman family is not exempt from this. And financially, our church is in a really tight place right now. And I feel tremendous pressure going into our stewardship campaign next week. But hear the good news. God has not given up on us. God has not given up on us as individuals, and God has not given up on Bethel Church. In many ways, I feel like we are that one sheep, the one sheep that God is seeking out, the one sheep that God is going after, the sheep that God is carefully looking for, the sheep that God will not give up on. The sheep that God will rejoice when found. So let's let God draw us back in today. The fall season is finally upon us. With the coming of this crisp, cool air and festivals and football and the fair. And this is a time when we start to crave routine. And so my hope that church, that our church would become a part of our routines this fall. That this would become a place where each week we can come. We can exhale all of our worries. We can recharge. We can be found. And where we can not feel so guilty when we can't do it all. Because there is so much pressure in our world to do it all and be it all. That is precisely why we need God's Spirit to wash over us, while we so desperately need to be drawn back in to the presence of God and our faith and our church. Well, we need to be a part of a community of faith that supports us and loves us and holds us accountable. So, my friends, as we prepare to come to the table today, Let's recommit ourselves to God and to being open to what God is doing in our lives. To be drawn back into the presence of God means to bear witness to grace, to light, and to love. To be drawn back into the presence of God means to let go of the guilt if we cannot do everything we want to do and just embrace where we are. To be drawn back into the presence of God means to let go of our expectations and trust God on the journey. To be drawn back into the presence of God means to know that we do not have to be alone, that someone is out there looking for us, seeking us out, and they will rejoice when we are found. To be drawn back into the presence of God means to hold on to the hope that a better world is possible and that we can be a part of the change we dream is possible. So, my friends, let yourselves be drawn back in, and God will rejoice. May it be so. Let us pray. Almighty God, you welcome us to this place where children and seasoned citizens sit side by side, where heaven and earth embrace in peace, where God has been, is, and always will be. Merciful One, you welcome us to this place where all is made ready, where we bring our hunger and find food, where we bring our brokenness and find healing, where we bring our very selves and find acceptance. Gracious and loving God, you welcome us to this place where we gather at your table with our sisters and brothers from around the world to celebrate the gift of Jesus Christ. Draw us back into your presence today and carry us forward that others may see your light, your love, and your life in us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.